Hi everybody, I'm Becca Jones Starr, and this is Rockcast, the rock and roll podcast. That's my beat, yo. Rock and roll is my religion, and that's why I created ByteTheDust.com. So far, I've met a lot of other cool people who love rock and roll as much as I do. I was picked on for listening to quote-unquote old people music, when in reality, I really knew that I was listening to the better music, and the music they were listening to was complete crap. I'm an old soul, and that's why I created Rockcast for all you other old souls out there who love to listen to music and talk about music, because it's my number one favorite topic, if you can't tell so far.
And in the words of AC/DC, we roll tonight to the guitar bite, and for those about to rock, I salute you.
Today's Rockcast is about David Bowie. I'm mostly going to touch on The Labyrinth and a few of the albums that I really liked, and I'm going to talk a little bit about my glam rock phase as well.
You have 13 hours in which to solve the labyrinth before your baby brother becomes one of us forever.
When I was a kid, I watched a lot of the Disney Channel, and this was before it got all Hannah Montana and they stopped playing Disney movies altogether. But late at night, they would play The Labyrinth. And I fell asleep every single time, so I never got to see the end of the movie. Then finally one day, my mom brings home the VHS, and I watch it, and I finally get to see it, and I love it. It's got Bowie, it's got Muppets, I'm in love. Personally, I thought Sarah should have just said to her little brother, "Screw you, Toby, I'm going to live with David Bowie in the Goblin City." Goblin King, wherever you may be, if you're David Bowie, please take me with you! I don't mind living with goblins.
Did you say it?
I have a funny story, actually, about The Labyrinth. One time I was watching it as a kid because I loved it so much that I watched it over and over, as most kids do. I was watching it this one time, and it was at the Bog of Eternal Stench part. And my grandma hears all those farting noises, and she goes, "Ugh, that's disgusting." And I go, "What's disgusting?" And she goes, "Oh, those noises are disgusting." And I said, "What, fart?" And she said, "Oh, that word's disgusting, don't say that word." And of course, me being a kid, I just go, "Fart, fart, 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 fart." And then she goes, "You know what? You should tell me a word that you don't like, and I'm gonna say that word over and over again." And then I went, "Penis." One of the first David Bowie albums I got was Hunky Dory, and that was from my first boyfriend. He actually introduced me to a lot of really cool music.
And so the story goes, they wore the clothes, they said the things to make it seem improbable. The wail of a lie like the hope it was. And the good men tomorrow had their feet in the wallow, and their heads of brawn were nice ashorn, and how they bought their positions with saccharine and trust. And the world was asleep to our latent fuss. Sang the swell through the streets like the crust of the sun of you, dear brothers. In our wings that bark, flashing teeth of brass, standing tall in the dark. Oh, and we were gone, hanging out with your 12 men. We were so turned on by your lack of conclusion. Stolen, he was waxed so he could scream and still relax. Unbelievable. And we frightened the small children away. And our talk was old, and dust would flow through our veins, and lo, it was midnight back at the kitchen door, like the grim face on the cathedral floor. The solid book we wrote cannot be found today. And it was stalking time for the Moon Boys, the Bewley Brothers.
With our backs on the arch, and if the devil may be here, but he can't sing about that. So turned on, you thought we were fakers.
And now the dress is hung, the ticket pawned, the factor max that proved the fact is melted down, woven on the edging of my pillow. And my brother lays upon the rocks. He could be dead, he could be not, he could be you. He's chameleon, comedian, Corinthian, and caricature. Shooting up high in the sky, Bewley Brothers. In the feeble in the bad, Bewley Brothers.
Blessed and cold, in the crutch hungry dark, was where we played our mark. Oh, and we were gone, kings of oblivion. We were so turned on, in the night war pavilion.
rice and take me pie. I'm starving for me gravy. Leave my shoes and door unlocked, I might just slip away. Hey, just for the day. Hey, please come away. Hey, just for the day. Please come away. Please come away. Just for the day. Please come away. Please come away. Please come away.
That was the Bewley Brothers off of Hunky Dory. One cool thing I really liked about The Labyrinth was that it was co-directed by George Lucas, and I thought the Ludo character bared a striking resemblance to Chewbacca. The Labyrinth was kind of like The Wizard of Oz, except for instead of going to the Oz, they were going to David Bowie, which I think is kind of appropriate somehow. The next David Bowie album I got was Ziggy Stardust, which the original full title is The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. And that was the album that really made me decide that I wanted to become glam rock. And I had had hair down to my waist for my entire life. And the age of 18, right after turning 18, I cut it all off, got it turned into a little mullet, and went home and dyed it bright red. And after that, I started to just adopt the fashion of the glitter and the platforms, and I wore lots of men's suits, and actually it was pretty cool because a lot of people thought that I was a guy, and for some reason I liked that. So whenever I was hanging out with my friends, their parents would be like, "Who's that guy?" I cut off all my hair and donated it to Locks of Love, and I've kept my hair short ever since. In high school, I did a David Bowie air band, just like I did a Queen one the year before, but the year I did the David Bowie one, I did Rebel Rebel. One of my teachers was a judge at the air bands that year, and he didn't even recognize me. He actually thought I was a guy. And that, my dear friends, marked the beginning of my androgynous period, where you couldn't tell if I was a boy or a girl, and I was getting my mother in a whirl.
Didn't know what time it was, the lights were low, oh, oh. I leaned back on my radio, oh, oh. Some cat was laying down some rock and roll, that is all he said. Then the loud sound, it seemed to fade. Came back like a slow voice on a wave of fate. That were no DJ, that was hazy.
There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our minds. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He's told us not to blow it, 'cause he knows it's all worthwhile. He told me, let the children lose it. Let the children use it. Let all the children do get.
There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and
I've tried to do as many different David Bowie hairstyles as I can. Other than David Bowie's glam rock mullet, I also had the same hairdo David Bowie had on the cover of the album Low. Low was another album that I really liked. It's definitely in my top 10, for sure. It's a really good album. It's one of my favorite ones to listen to on vinyl, too. Because I'm much more fond of playing music, and I'd rather not talk, I'm going to play a song for you called Always Crashing in the Same Car, which is off the album Low, which, again, is one of my favorite albums of all time. I hope you enjoy it. When listening to every single David Bowie album, I discovered this really interesting song, a really early David Bowie song called I Dig Everything. It's really funny. I'd like you to hear this one too.
Everything's fine and I dig everything. But the rest of them are winners. Rick, John, Sally, a connection named Paul. Holy low and money, their intentions at all. We smoke and talk in my room and we dig everything.
Oh, groovy, baby.
Here's a fun David Bowie fact. Did you know that at the end of Lou Reed's Satellite of Love, David Bowie is actually doing backing vocals? Tomorrow I'm getting a new tattoo. It's going to be David Bowie, the Heroes album cover. I'm getting it done by the same guy who did my Joey Ramone tattoo, and it's going to be on my upper left arm, and it's a present to myself for my 26th birthday and the 8th year anniversary of BiteTheDust.com. I'd like to thank everybody out there who's joined us on Facebook, and all the people who are rock and roll fans who are still keeping it real. I am really all about the music. I just love playing the music. I kind of pretty much hate talking. But I just wanted to thank everybody out there who is listening and does appreciate it and does like Rockcast, because that makes it totally worth it.
Will you stay in our lover's story? If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on romancing. Will you stay in our lover's story? If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on romancing. We bought a lot of things to keep you warm and dry, and a funny old crib on which the paint won't dry. I bought you a pair of shoes, a trumpet you can blow, and a book of rules of what to say to people when they pick on you. 'Cause if you stay with us, you're gonna be pretty cookie too. Will you stay in our lover's story? If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on romancing. To go to school, remember how they messed up this old fool. Don't pick fights with the bullies or the cats, 'cause I'm not much cop at punching other people's dads. And if the homework brings you down, then we'll throw it on the fire and take the car downtown.
you stay in my lover's story, if you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on romancing. Will you stay in my lover's story? If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank my awesome TAs, Sean and Dylan. They are awesome and knowledgeable, and I would be lost without you guys. Nothing annoys me more than crappy music, but nothing makes me light up more than great music. And here, ladies and gentlemen, is some not crappy music. This is the actual music you should be blasting out your car. My goal is and always was to spread the gospel of rock and roll. I love bands like The Who and The Beatles, and artists like David Bowie. I've tried to emulate all of his styles, but obviously nobody could do it as good as David Bowie himself. Thank you everyone for being patient as I'm learning how to podcast. As I've said before, I'm not really that much of a fan of talking. I'm much more of a fan of playing music. So, as I've said before, that's what it's all about for me. January 19th is my 26th birthday and ByteTheDust.com's 8-year anniversary. Join our celebration on Facebook.com/SavingRockAndRoll. Rock and roll.
You remind me of the babe.
What babe?
Babe with the power. Power of voodoo.
Voodoo?
You do.
Do what?
Remind me of the babe.
I saw my baby cry before the babe could cry.
What could I do?
Thunder or lightning, shine.
thanks everybody out there for listening to what I have to say. If you have any questions or comments, please go to my website, bitethedust.com, or again, you can join us on Facebook.
All right, let's pray. God of Rock, thank you for this chance to kick ass. We are your humble servants. Please give us the power to blow people's minds with our high voltage rock. In your name we pray. Amen.